Senior Story, The Beautiful Scar. Chapter 1, Evacuate. Evacuate! Screamed Jack Matson as he burst into the house. It's a fire tornado, and it's heading this way. Grab the bags, Lisa, and get in the pickup with Edith. Wayne, open the horse gate and let the animals go. Hurry! I'll get the trailer ready first, yelled Wayne on his way out. No! No time, Wayne. Just open the gate. We have to go. Now! But Dad! Scar and Beauty! We can't! Jack tore past his son and darted for the horse corral. He flipped the latch and chased the two horses out. They took off down the mountain road at a gallop, obviously aware of the danger. Wayne stood paralyzed at the sight. Jack seized his brawny 12-year-old son by the arm and forced him toward the truck. The ground shook as Wayne slammed the door shut. Only 500 feet from the house now, trees were exploding and debris was flying hundreds of feet into the blackened sky. Coughing and blinded by tears from the stinging smoke, Jack raced down Grizzly Run Road, trying to outrun the firestorm. Edith clung to her mom, shaking and crying. Though the family had prepared for a possible evacuation, at 5 years old, Edith's understanding of a life-threatening wildfire was viewed no different than a fairy tale. Wayne caught glimpses of helicopters through the blackness, some dropping buckets of water and others dropping smoke jumpers, firefighters who parachuted down into the forest as close to the fire as they dared to go. But mostly he was watching for signs of Scar and Beauty. Turning off Grizzly Run, they came to West Bend Road. Taking a right, they noticed the fire had taken a sharp turn and was traveling back up the mountainside. The last few summers had been extremely dry, and the forest had become like kindling, just waiting for a lightning to strike to ignite it. The deadwood was a feast for the blazing red furnace as it consumed acre after acre of forest. Florence Elementary School was teeming with neighbors and friends who lived in the evacuation zone. Rooms had been cleared, and those unaffected by the fire had supplied bedding, towels, clothing, even games and some iPads to help ease the tension. Next door, Morning Star Church was bustling with volunteers preparing meals for the evacuees. The Matsons made their way to a classroom where they shared space with three other families who also lived on Grizzly Run, a bit further down the mountain. Making themselves as comfortable as possible in one corner of the room, Jack gathered his family together. Still reeling inside from their near-death experience, he offered a prayer of thanks. Heavenly Father, I don't really have words to thank you for your goodness. If I hadn't been home... He paused as he tried to hold back the tears. Your timing is always perfect. We're safe. We're with friends. You'll take care of us. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Looking up, Jack saw the startled expression on Wayne's face. How can you pray that? Questioned Wayne loudly. The other families turned as they heard his raised voice. We've just lost everything we own. Our tractor, our cars, four-wheelers, snowmobiles, skis, the whole house and barn, and my horses, Scar, my favorite horse. He jumped to his feet. And you thank God? You tell me all the time that God is good. Yeah, right. He turned and stormed out of the room.